Hello, friends, and happy Easter from sunny Smithville, Ohio. My name is Todd Martin, and I'm the pastor at Smithville Mennonite Church. And today, we often greet each other with the phrase, "He is risen," and then respond, "He is risen indeed." I hope you're having a great Easter morning, but you need to know that I'm actually giving you the message we had last week, which was our Palm Sunday message. But don't worry, Lord willing, you can hear the Easter message next Sunday right here. But now, let me pray with us before we get started in the message. Oh Lord, guide us into your word and help us to hear what you have to say to us today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, the title of today's sermon is "They Were Right," and it comes from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. You know, the first Holy Week came as a surprise. Jesus had been hiding out. At that point in his ministry, he was a wanted man. The religious establishment hated him, and the plots to take his life were swirling, and everybody knew it. But now something had changed. On this day, Palm Sunday, Jesus was not hiding from anyone. On this day, he was letting the world know the time had come. And that's why we call this day Palm Sunday. Well, why Palm Sunday? Now, if you'd have been at Smithville Mennonite, you'd have seen our kids walking in waving branches, just like it tells us they did in the Bible. But what did those branches actually mean? Well, they were symbols of the Jewish nation of Israel. We might equate them to flags today. This was a celebration of the hero who had come to liberate God's people. But they had no idea from what or how he would do it. We know the rest of the story because we have 2,000 years of perspective and maybe decades of Holy Weeks that we can remember. But once again, as we come into this week, I would encourage you to hear the story with fresh ears. See it unfold in your mind's eye and know that this Jesus we worship is worthy of our praise. And today we'll know why. He got praise then, and we should give him praise now, because we know our hero has come too. This is your sermon in a sentence. Let's celebrate Jesus for all the right reasons. Again, your sermon in a sentence. Let's celebrate Jesus for all the right reasons. Now, we're going to explore three different reasons today, and even though it's Easter Sunday, these reasons still apply. So I'm going to again invite you to open your Bibles to the Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 12 is where we're going to begin. John chapter 12, verse 12. And as always, if you don't have a Bible that you can read and understand, I would love it if you would reach out to me at my church office over at Smithville Mennonite and ask for a Bible, and I will send you one. But don't worry, I'm going to read the text for us now. Again, John chapter 12, verse 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Now, what I hope you glean from verses 12 and 13 is Passover is the feast, and Jesus was the Lamb. Passover was the feast, and Jesus was the Lamb. Then I would have you consider this question. What would you shout about or to Jesus today? Again, this is why we're going to celebrate Jesus for all the right reasons. We need to remember, Palm Sunday was happening during the biggest party in the land, Passover. The Jewish time of feasting and remembrance when God delivered his enslaved people into freedom. Even in Jesus' time, it had been thousands of years since the event occurred in that dark Egyptian night. Do you remember the story? The people of God were hunkered down in their homes. Plagues had ravaged Egypt, the nation of their enslavement. They wanted freedom, but Pharaoh would not let them go. Even though their leader Moses warned him of what would come, Pharaoh remained unmoved. But now, on this night, the last plague would arrive. The firstborn of everyone would die unless the blood of a lamb was painted on the door frames of the houses. If that would happen, then death would pass over that house. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. The Hebrew homes that had the blood of the lamb were passed over, but those that didn't had death take its terrible toll. This finally broke Pharaoh. He released God's people, and they left Egypt free through the blood of the lamb. Now, the feast that commemorated this event centered on the lamb, the small but mighty sacrifice that would be shared every year to remind God's people of their freedom. It is said that on that day, Palm Sunday, a week before the Passover feast, the Passover lambs were brought into the city of Jerusalem, perhaps by the thousands, one for each family in Jerusalem. It's very possible that as Jesus rode into town, lambs were being brought in with him, destined to be sacrifices among the greatest sacrifice of all. That's why it's good to shout Hosanna, which means save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. But we know this King didn't come to kill, but to be killed. We know that he indeed came to save us, but not from some temporary earthly government, but from eternal damnation and the everyday slavery to sin. Friends, they shouted for the wrong reasons. We should shout for the right. Can you say Hosanna? Save us? Friends, those words should be on our lips too. What can you shout for today? Has Jesus healed you from sickness? Has he freed you from addiction? Has he restored your broken body or relationships or dreams? Has he saved you from hell in this world and the next? Has he given you a family you never thought you'd have? Has he given you a home and a car, food and clothes that you don't even deserve? But he just gave it to you because he loved you and he saved you. Oh, friends, maybe you need to shout, he saved me. Or maybe, like God's people in Egypt, you are still waiting to be saved from your trouble. Are you still waiting for healing, restoration of relationship? Maybe you still need him to save your soul. You need to understand that today he's riding into town all over again, and he would do it to save you too. Will you believe it? I hope so. Maybe we need to pray right now. Lord, save us from what? Let's just pray for a moment here. Lord, I'm just going to ask that those who are listening, if they are having troubles, that they would be able to cry out to you just like this. Just feel free to pray, Lord, save me from, and now you fill in the blank. Friend, I hope you take that moment to pray and know that God is listening. Now we're going to continue in John chapter 12, but we're in verse 14. Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, His disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Now in verses 14 through 16, I hope you understand that Jesus came in peace, and now we can understand it. Jesus came in peace, and now we can understand it. And then I just would ask, how do you struggle to understand that? How do you struggle to understand that Jesus came in peace? And then even more so, how do you struggle to live that peace out? Now Jesus rode into town that day, indeed proclaiming his kingship, but not like the people wanted him to, not like they thought he needed to. He followed the way his Father prescribed. He came in peace. The Bible pointed to this, and Jesus was obedient to the word. So he came in peace, and he still does today. You know, the donkey in that day was a noble beast. Now, since then, it's been made fun of and mocked. Its old King James Version name has become a cuss word, a slang word for someone who's a fool. But this is not what the people thought in that day. The donkey was symbolic of a peaceful ruler that rode him. Jesus' choice of ride would have sent an unmistakable message that may have been a shock and a disappointment to the excited crowd. We see even the disciples didn't understand why he was riding a donkey. It's easy to see why. They were oppressed by an overtly pagan government. The religion of the day had become corrupt, and hope was running thin. God's people hadn't heard God's voice for 400 years, and it was time for a Savior to come, and come quick. But when he did, he didn't come as they thought. But he still came, and he can come into your life too, as the King of Peace. Can we still follow the King of Peace? Can we still rein in our earthly desire for power and might that makes right? Can we lay down our lives as he calls us to, just like he did, and wait for justice to come? Peace is not our natural default, at least it's not mine. I must continually rely on Jesus and his followers to keep me on the donkey of peace, and not on the high horse of hostility. Friend, I hope we can work that out, that we can understand that Jesus came in peace, and so we must live in peace. Now we're going to finish out with verses 17 through 19, again, still in John chapter 12. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Verses 17 through 19, I hope what you get from those verses is the world still goes after Jesus for what he has done and for what he has yet to do. And then I just ask this question: how will you go after him too? Now, what is your reason for going after Jesus? Like those first Palm Sunday seekers, we too have heard many things about Jesus. Maybe we've even experienced a miracle or two. So we follow Jesus. But will you seek him this week? I hope you'll follow along like the crowd did on Palm Sunday, but with better understanding. I'm hoping you came here today, and I'm glad you did. You are kicking off your Holy Week, or should I say the week after Holy Week, in the right way. Friend, if you didn't read the Easter story from beginning to end, I challenge you to go into your Gospels and read the rest of the story this week. You can start right here and just keep going in John till the end, right here in John chapter 12. But did you know that the Palm Sunday story is in all four Gospels? If you don't want to start here, you can always start in Matthew 21 or Mark 11 or Luke 19. Each Gospel has a Palm Sunday account. Just start there and read to the end. That will really set the stage for next Sunday when I give you the Easter message. Now, you don't get the whole picture if you just jump from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. And remember, we want to celebrate Jesus for the right reasons. And I hope you'll follow him here again next Sunday. Now, I'm going to let you know, for our folks who are listening on the radio, this morning at Smithville Mennonite, at 8 o'clock, so shortly after this message is done, we're going to have set up in our church building the Trail of Easter, which is a display we had at various houses throughout the neighborhood the church is in. And yet you can come today, have a nice breakfast at 8 o'clock, and then go check out the Trail of Easter and be there for our worship time. I would love it if you would join us at 9:30. Now, friends, I know a lot of times we focus on Christmas as our big outreach and time to invite people, but I'm inviting you for Easter because, you know, if there was no Easter, there would be no Christmas. If Jesus had not rose from the grave on the third day, the baby in the manger would have just been a cute little guy no one would know today. But as the Pharisees said, and they were right, when they so enviously observed, the whole world has gone after him, and they continue to go after him even today. My question is, will you? Here are your good reasons to celebrate Jesus today. Let's make sure we go after him for the right reasons, such as Jesus is our Passover lamb. He was killed instead of us for our sins, and by his blood we are freed and forgiven. Oh, friends, that's something to shout about. Jesus came as the King of Peace. He rode on a humble donkey of peace and not on a worldly war horse. He is our witness that even when earthly powers conspired to kill him, he faced them without fear and without fight. Jesus was the King of Peace, and we too must follow the King of Peace. Lastly, Jesus knows people will follow him for what he has done for others, but even more, what he can do for you too. Have you heard of what Jesus has done? He's healed people. And it's not just people in the Bible. We have people in our church that he has healed. People that have been helped and miracles that have happened. Oh, friend, I hope that you will follow Jesus not only for what he has done for others in the past, but for what he can do for you today. Now, these are three right reasons to celebrate Jesus. He came as the ultimate Passover lamb, the King of Peace, and the one who has done miracles in the past and will do more to come. I hope you will follow him with joyful expectation even today. Let us pray. O Lord, we thank you that you are the risen Lord, that we can talk to you today, even right now. We thank you that you rode into Jerusalem and that you presented yourself as the King. And then, Lord, you gave yourself as a sacrifice for our sins. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we ask that you would guide us in our relationship with you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening, and I hope you'll tune in next week for our Easter message. Or, as I said before, you can hear it today if you want to stop by Smithville Mennonite or go to our YouTube channel at 9:30. We will be celebrating Jesus' resurrection, and you are more than welcome to join us. I would also like to remind you that next week will be our last broadcast here on WQKT, as I am on sabbatical May through July. Now, we will be discerning whether we continue the broadcast in August. Please be in prayer with us and let me know if this broadcast has been a blessing to you and if you feel it should continue. Your feedback is important. Now I'd like to leave you with a wonderful Easter hymn that is one of my favorites, Christ Who Left His Home in Glory, sung by the Pilgrim Mennonite Mission. I hope you are blessed as you listen. Christ who left